Blackstone Audio presents The Impersonator by Mary Miley. This book is read by Tavia Gilbert. 1. I felt his eyes before I saw his face. A quick sweep of the audience and I spotted him, the man from last night. On the aisle again. Row C, seat 1. A good choice. His bulk would have overflowed the armrests of an interior seat and caused his neighbors to curl their lips and lean away. I am sensitive to being watched. Whenever someone's eyes rest overlong on me, a prickly awareness flushes across my neck and shoulders. It comes from a lifetime spent on stage, honing the subtler tricks of the trade. The toss of the hair, the jut of the hips, the flutter of the fingers. Whatever pulls the audience's attention. I can throw attention, too. A gasp and wide eyes will send them searching for the cause of my surprise. My languid examination of another actor will turn every head in the audience to him. I know what I'm doing, and I know when I am doing it. At that moment, I was doing nothing. I had finished my line and moved stage right where I stood like a marble statue so as not to distract from Darcy's solo verse. I was doing nothing to draw the fat man's stare, yet he was staring. Had he been young and attractive, I would have been pleased. But this man made me uneasy. He wasn't watching the act. He was watching me. 2 nights in a row. I'd put it down to my great beauty, but I live my life close to the mirror and I know better. I missed my cue. Something I'd hear about later. Hands on hips, I tap-danced back into the lights, caught up with Angie approaching from stage left, and the 7 little darlings began to sing the final refrain.
You've got to see Mama...